Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, April 6th. Tesla stock is rallying today as Wall Street analysts see the EV automaker potentially faring better than the rest of the industry during the crisis. Following the release of the first quarter 2020 production and delivery numbers, which revealed the automaker delivered 88,000 cars during the first quarter and managed to produce 102,672 vehicles over the last 3 months, some analysts are updating their recommendations on Tesla stock. And at the time of recording, Tesla stock is currently trading at $507. Tesla has updated its solar subscription program, making the cost of removing a solar array from someone's roof rather vague. The update in the terms and conditions now lists a more expensive price in some markets, such as $2,500 in California, and what they are calling a competitive quote in other markets. Solar Review, a consumer reviews website for the solar industry, noted the change and warned consumers, quote, "The combination of uncapped monthly subscription fees with uncapped removal fees has the potential to put consumers in a tough spot." With vague language around reasons for removal of the system, consumers wanting to cancel their subscriptions could be stuck with an unforeseeably large charge. Tesla apparently got in trouble for using some imagery representing HAL 9000 from the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey. A Tesla hacker known as Green had access to an upcoming Tesla update in the Early Access program and reported that MGM, who owns a copyright for the character, issued a copyright claim against Tesla, forcing them to stop using the image. HAL 9000 was represented as an ominous red dotted camera lens, and now it has been replaced with an orange ringed camera lens reminiscent of a video game called Portal. Tesla has released a new video about the progress it's making in effort to produce ventilators out of car parts. They're using some parts that are found in the Model 3's HVAC system, but we can also see some obvious Tesla parts, such as the Model 3 center screen and infotainment computer. While they have a working prototype, it doesn't sound like they're ready to go into production quite yet. One of the Tesla engineers featured in the video said, quote, "There's still a lot of work to do, but we're giving our best effort to make sure we can help some people out there." Sandy Monroe, a manufacturing expert, has taken on the task of disassembling a newly delivered Model Y and has streamed the results online. In a recent update, Monroe addressed the question of the third row seat capability. Monroe, an average height middle-aged man, took the two closeouts out of the rear of the trunk and seemed to easily climb into a seating position. After this display, Monroe said that he thought a third row could be rear-facing. Tesla is working on a new version of launch mode that will include something called a cheetah stance to involve the adaptive suspension in a launch from a standstill. Last year, Tesla developed a new smart adaptive air suspension for Model S and X, and it's part of the new Raven Model S and X update. Tesla hacker Green extracted this information from upcoming release notes. Quote, "To improve traction, adaptive suspension performs a cheetah stance, lowers the front axle, and adjusts dampening. It's not clear whether this update will be pushed to the wider fleet. Sometimes it's days after it hits early access program, and sometimes it takes weeks." CEO Elon Musk says that Tesla is doing some modifications to the Plaid version, saying, quote, "We're going to simplify Plaid a little. Was getting too complex." Back in September of 2019, Tesla announced a Model S with a three-motor Plaid powertrain and a new chassis prototype. This would provide performance beyond the existing Insane Mode and Ludicrous Mode. It's unclear how or if the simplified Plaid upgrade is going to affect the previously announced update schedule of summer 2020. And in not quite related news, Mercedes-Benz has greenlit their EQS AMG sedan, an electric luxury beast. The UK's Autocar now reports that an AMG high-powered version of the EQS will be produced, amping things up to higher than 600 horsepower. It appears that Mercedes-Benz wants EVs to stack up against Tesla's Plaid versions, even if not quite as powerful. Autocar spoke with one high-ranked Mercedes engineer who said that the Mercedes-Benz AMG performance car division will produce the EQS' most potent variant. It will be equipped with a dual-motor setup providing more than 600 horsepower and 663 pound-feet of torque. Hyundai did a digital reveal of its Prophecy EV concept last month, and now the company says that it is more than a concept. According to Hyundai, the Prophecy is a showcase of vehicle features that will be offered in the not-too-distant future. The appearance of the concept car is somewhere between a Mercedes EQS, a Porsche 911, and a Tesla Model S. And like any wild car concept, it likely won't include some of the more spacey features, such as the hollowed-out seat lowers, the inner illuminated suicide doors, and an absent steering wheel that has been replaced with dual joysticks. And in Electrek's green energy brief, the Kansas Supreme Court has declared that the state utilities Kansas Gas and Electric Co. and West Star Energy were allowed by state regulators, Kansas Corporation Commission, to engage in illegal price discrimination against residential wind and solar customers. The court ruled in favor of Earth Justice, the Sierra Club, and Vote Solar, who challenged the KCC's extra fees for solar and wind users. Savannah became the fifth Georgia city to commit to reaching 100% renewable energy by the year 2050. Savannah joins Athens, Atlanta, Augusta, and Clarkston in their commitment to net zero. Now, the city has plenty of work to do. It is currently at about 6% renewable electricity, and interim targets include achieving 30% by the year 2025 and 50% by the year 2030. A remote learning website is offering remote classes for kids stuck in isolation. On Tuesday, April 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern, science educator Mystery Doug will be holding a special 20-minute live science show online. Now, although the show is mostly aimed at kids between ages 4 and 10, kids at heart may also attend. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Super 73 Z1. The Z1 is the entry-level mini bike that still includes a 36-volt 11.6-amp-hour Panasonic battery, a 500-watt motor, and the same classic styling with a long seat and large tires. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.